Hi everyone, it's Maple Leaf Man. And I had started this, but I realized it wasn't recording, and now it is recording, so everything I said before was gone. This podcast is about baseball and how popular it was in the area where I grew up. Actually, it was softball. That's the game with the bigger ball, and the pitchers pitch underhand, fairly close to the plate, certainly not 66 feet away, like in professional hardball. We call it hardball and softball. Baseball is usually the term for the smaller ball, and softball is the term for the bigger ball. Anyway, we had a coach, and he was a great guy. He was just a super guy, and he had a bit of a past, but he had reformed and was an excellent coach. His whole family was baseball, softball crazy. The eldest son, a giant of a man, was a top-notch pitcher, and he had pitched his way into I don't know if it was semi-professional. Anyway, it was a very good team. And he was one of the better pitchers in Ontario, which is where all this took place. And he used to, the village had a big triangle in one section where three roads came together. And there was a huge paved portion in the middle. And the family lived on the corner, and they used to practice pitching baseball and playing catch and all that kind of stuff in that triangle. And they didn't even have a phone, and the closest phone was the call box or payphone. And that, anytime you wanted to talk to somebody, you'd phone the payphone, and they'd run across and answer it and then go and get the person that... It was very cool. Almost everybody had a friend in that family because there were so many kids, and there's about, I guess, 12 kids, 11 kids, something like that. And one of my best friends was in that family, and my brother's best friend was in that family too. And not sure if my sister had a best friend in that family or not. Anyway, we played during the week in the local baseball park, Baseball Diamond, which is still there as far as I know, except I think they've made two or three diamonds out of it. It was it had a sort of a rudimentary fence behind it and benches, and you could hit the ball pretty darn far without it going anywhere near the end of the park, unless the seniors were playing, in which case they'd knock the ball across the street, all the way across the park and across the street. The coach that I had taught me a lot about baseball, as I said, but he also worked at the regional asylum. I don't know what they called it, psychiatric something or other. And he took us there one day to play the patients. And the patients were obviously fairly well drugged. Some of them were. They were basically, maybe they even had lobotomies. I don't know. They would walk up and they'd stand there and you'd throw the ball and they wouldn't react too much. And then all of a sudden they'd hit the ball. And I tell you, the ball went really, really far. We lost horribly to them. And that was one of the funnier things I remember, getting beaten by the patients at the psychiatric home. They were adults, by the way. We were teenagers, young teens, a midget team, actually, if you know the midget age classification. And I had two of the kids actually were my age. One was just a little bit younger than me, and one was just a little bit older than me. Strangely enough, I don't think they were twins, but they were both in my class in school, and I'm not really sure why. And the girl used to keep score. She was a scorekeeper for the team. And I had no idea at that time about scoring, about averages about, you know, I used to be able to hit the ball, so they made me the what they call the cleanup hitter, which I would bat fourth. I'd strike out a lot, but obviously if I hit the ball, I was reasonably strong, so the ball would go very, you know, fairly far. I remember my dad came down and watched one game. Just one game. My mom would drive a bunch of the guys in our station wagon to different ballparks, and she'd sit there and wait while we played. I don't know if she watched too much, but my dad came down. I was quite proud to see him at the game. And I think it was a championship game or it was a playoff game. We were playing against a guy who could pitch fairly well. He was a real, just an absolute jerk. But he could pitch fairly well. And he would throw the ball fast. And every now and then he'd throw what we used to call a changeup, and what they call a change of speed pitch now. And you'd be all geared up for a fast pitch, and he would throw a really slow pitch in. And unless you've played it, you don't know what happens when you get that kind of a pitch. It still happens to major league players, professional players. They fastball after fastball, and then they throw the change up or the change of speed, and you're absolutely frozen. Unless you're looking for it, and unless you know he's going to pitch it, you're frozen. You cannot. All of your reflexes and senses are set up for fast pitch. Excuse me. But when they throw the slow pitch, you just can't react. So he threw this pitch, and I was struck out, obviously, on the, I think it was the strike three pitch. And then my dad, who had never played baseball in his life, you know, they talk about sporting parents, said something like, oh man, if I'd been up there, I would have hit that pitch right out of the park. It was a slow speed. And I couldn't explain to him what it was. I mean, I didn't know 100% why I couldn't swing at it. In retrospect, now I know exactly why I couldn't swing at it. But it was so difficult to explain. And that's the only game he ever saw. And he had a comment like that to make about it. And he didn't know. It was all done out of ignorance. It wasn't, he wasn't spiteful or anything about that. It was just one of those things, and why they stick in my mind, I have no idea. And the other funny thing that I was a fielder. I wasn't great in the infield. I would play left field normally. This one time in a playoff game, I was playing right field, and that's the right side of the plate when you look from the batter's box. And we had a guy on the other team, a big guy, big strong guy, and he hit the ball, I swear to God, it went out of sight. It was so high. And I'm standing there with a glove. I was terrified of the ball. So I said, you may think I'm crazy, but I'm not going to catch this ball. And sure enough, it came straight down and landed on the ground. And everybody booed me and said, oh, maybe I'll edit out my name. I'm not sure. They didn't call me Maple Leaf Man, that's for sure. And they said, what are you doing? He could have caught it. I was so incredibly high at that time, and I just thought it would have torn my hand off if I'd caught it. Anyway, can't think of too much else. I went on to coach baseball, softball. Later on, I coached all my kids in softball, and we won a few championships. We always had all-star teams, and it was a pretty good time. And then later on, I coached hardball, baseball, and where the pitchers pitch overhand, and it's reasonably fast. And I think, again, it was midget. I'm not 100% sure. It might have been just under midget age group. I don't know. Anyway, it was it's a good game to coach. It's a good game to play. And it was very popular in the small towns. Of course, in the seniors, sometimes they'd all have a big fight because they were all like older guys, and maybe they'd have a couple of beer, and they'd, usually end up in a fight anyway. So that's it. That's my 15 minutes up for this time. It's actually only 12 minutes, but I can't think of too much else to say about softball, except it changed my life. And it was a good experience, and I don't regret it at all. That's it. Leave comments if you think of something to say, nice, I hope, or constructive. Leave a comment, and I'll try and do another few before Christmas. It's now, actually it just turned December, so I'll try and do some more before Christmas, and I'll wait till then to wish you all a happy holiday season. Thanks for listening. Maple Leaf Man signing out.